What I want to build with all my heart is a people who take every sentence in the Bible seriously. Because there is today an evangelicalism that gets a hold of not a biblical sentence with a biblical meaning, but a concept. Grace, peace, justice, equality. And builds their own theology out of it. Without any concrete, disciplined, careful attention to God's revealed, inerrant word, line by line. And you can make anything you want out of those words. And I'm pleading with you this morning to listen to all the sentences. And then to dig and dig and dig until you see the one unified root that holds it all together. I want you to be that kind of people so that when I drop dead one of these days, you will be strong. You will not be blown over by any false teaching that comes along, spinning out high-sounding phrases about all these concepts. So many preachers preach from concepts instead of biblical texts. I visit them on vacation. I listen on tapes. I read books. And I'm always saying, but what about this verse? What about this verse? What about this verse? Do you care? This is not in the text. Let's close the parenthesis. I look out over you and I just get so moved sometimes that you could have such power in this city. You could have such power if 1,000 people would become a biblical people who would read your Bibles and long to understand every sentence and took it all seriously and cared how it fit together instead of finding, whoa, I like the word grace. Whoa, I like the word equality. Whoa, I like the word justice. I like the word peace. And then say, now what does that mean? Well, it would have to mean this. And as soon as you say it, you contradict 5 verses in the Bible. I read it all the time. So that's a plea that you be a biblically saturated people.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.